All right, welcome to Kingdom of Judah News. This is your host, Israel Sattling. Hopefully, I put some credits up in the front or some titles up in the front with some music by now. So, let's reflect on the previous week. Maybe I'll put a little flashy thing in here, full of sound. All right, so the last thing I checked on before Sabbath was it looked like somebody was shooting up inside the Cricus Mall, and so I looked up Cricus and what it was, and it was some kind of flower. I don't know what the relevance between shooting up that mall is and a flower, but for whatever reason. Then I seen that ISIL and or ISIS took responsibility for it. So sad deal, sad deal. Nobody likes to get shot. That is the truth. But for some reason, we can't all agree on who God is. So, what else went on in the previous week that I can remember after Sabbath? That's the point of this whole reflection time. It's after my Sabbath, I'm going to tell you what I can remember about the week before. Joe Biden and Benjamin Netanyahu were talking about getting down to business as usual. That seems to be the gist of the situation between Israel and America. It's like, all right, we're about to get down to business. All right, we're about to get down to business. All right, we're about to get down to business. And all right, we're about to get down to business. For whatever reason, America and Israel have a lot of business to do. What else happened last week? I wrote a bunch of new messages into Jerusalem. That was cool. That's about it, as far as I can remember, as far as world news goes. All right, so what did I do during Sabbath? I read the Education of Cyrus and Antibasis and some scriptures out of 1 Samuel and Daniel 7 through 12, I think is what I did. All right, let's get into the news. Right, Putin says gunmen who raided Moscow concert hall tried to escape to Ukraine. So somehow they're leaving there and going back towards Ukraine. Whether or not they went to Ukraine is yet to really be understood. U.S. strongly condemns Moscow terrorist attack. So the U.S. Condemned who's ever attacking Moscow, which seems funny if the America is really like the enemy of like it's portrayed in America, the enemy of Russia, like America is portrayed in Russia. Then you would think that the U.S. wouldn't be condemning terrorist attacks in Moscow. They'd be like, "Hey, overthrow that government," you know. So, but not that we should overthrow any governments because we don't need to. All right, and we don't need to shoot people either because, it's like I said before, nobody likes to get shot. All right, Islamic State releases photo of alleged attackers in Russian shooting. So the Islamic State, I guess, is taking responsibility for that one. We'll see how far that gets them. Big day for something. Former YouTuber Ruby Frankie detailed how she abused her children. Oh my gosh, the courts just take away kids for no reason. I had it done to me. Like, come on. The courts can just say, "Hey, we want to take your kids because we want them." And there's nothing you can do about it. "Hey, please help me." Who's going to help you? The lawyer? The lawyer's going to beg the judge too. "Hey, can we please have the kids back?" This is a corrupt system in America. All Israel Gaza War, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in new ceasefire call. They've been calling for a ceasefire since 1920, I feel like. It's like, all right, just if you got something new, that's how I feel about all the media. It's like, if you're going to ask the same question for 2 years in a row, like COVID questions or like, hey, questions about what are you, when you got to, please don't do the Rafah invasion or whatever. Then why do we have to? We should just put them on like frequently asked views thing. Hey, do you have this question? Hit your TV right over here. Oh, look, it's already been answered 200 times by people. So we don't got to hear it every single day for 10 hours in a different way explaining it. Oh, yeah, we're going to go under Alpha, but we're not sure exactly what we're going to do. That's about the basis of every single discussion that goes on over the TV. All right, Trump silent as Biden signs $1.2 trillion spending bill. For some reason, this got shoved in late at night. No one really knows what's in there. It's like a bunch of LGBTQ stuff. That's bad. I think that is what LGBTQ is at the root source. Is this some way to funnel money to, like, all these hate groups? Yeah, it's probably, like, probably L probably stands for we hate people, if that could stand for them. Just like the ESG in the stock market. Same thing. They probably got alphabets for everything. If you looked around, they probably the whole alphabet somewhere, and they're probably just throwing all their money behind them, and they don't even care what they do. As long as they have an alphabet letter in front of it. The CIA. Not calling out the CIA or nothing, I'm just saying. All right. Trump silent as Biden signs I said that. So he put it in late at night, nobody really knows what it is, but it's $1.2 trillion. That seems like a bigger spending bill than I can recall. Like, I've seen maybe like $600 billion. I don't remember ever seeing a $1 trillion spending bill. Not saying there hasn't been, I just haven't seen one. All right. Erykah Badu pleaded for Jay-Z to say something after she was dragged, and I mean dragged, by the Beehive for criticizing Beyonce's Cowboy. Oh, yeah, you just don't criticize Beyonce stuff. Actually, that Cowboy song was actually alright. Like, anything Beyonce makes is, like, revolutionary, you know that. She's not inside the box. Either is Jay. Iconic retail chain closing roughly half its store. I don't know what retail chain that is. Actually went to a store I hadn't been to in a while. And found an okay wallet the other day, yeah. So, it doesn't matter. As long as there's stuff to buy, people are going to buy it. Alright, tech, or trade for it. Trading is actually a better economic way of doing things. I find that if you say, hey, do you have something to trade for this? People are like, I got something to trade. But if you say, hey, you got any money for this? They're like, I ain't got no money for my own bills, let alone your bills. You know, but trading seems to be an easier approach. Alright. Tech company aims to revolutionize healthcare with new device. Lots of new devices out there. That's something that happened last week that I learned about. They put a pig inside of a human. Yeah, that is terrible. That is like putting the demons inside the humans now. That was just like when Emmanuel was down here and he cast all the pigs, the demons from the pig, or from the humans, into the pigs. Do you wonder why they went into pigs? I don't. Israel agrees to U.S. compromise on number of Palestinian prisoners to release in hostage deal. I say let them all go. If they mess with us again, shame on them. Yeah, give us all of our hostages back, and you got this last time, and all the world should be able to agree. Yeah, you mess with us again, and it's over as far as anything that we're going to give you to help you in any way. But as long as you're nice, and hey, we can help you. That's with everybody, though. That's not like picking on any one group. That's with everybody. That's how everything goes. It's like, hey, if you're nice to us, we'll help you. If you're not nice to us, we won't. Seems logical for everybody. Soviet submarine once ran into U.S. naval aircraft carrier USS Kitty Hawk. I bet. They probably got battering ram on the end of that thing. Just like battering ramming into people. Boom, that's a smart. I mean, if you get close enough, if you had a battering ram on your submarine, to bam. Use your whole submarine as a torpedo. U.S. calls. Ooh, that's pretty smart, actually. I wonder if they got that yet. U.S. call at UN for Gaza truce linked to hostages blocked. U.S. call at UN for Gaza truce, link to hostages blocked. Oh, for some reason the U.S. call at the UN for Gaza truce blocked our hostages from coming home? Or, yeah, why mayor of this major U.S. city is suing the ATF to get gun data? I think all data should be actually accessible to everybody. I don't see why it wouldn't be. It's like, hey, you're not going to use it to be me if everyone knows who I am, I guess, huh? Trump says, I love True Social. One day after DWAC stock plummets on social media. They're saying Trump's going to make like $1 trillion off of True Social. Yeah, smart, but silly at the same time. Trump's got billion ways to get rich. This dude is like, has one idea after another and has enough pull to pull him off. And even if he went broke tomorrow, Trump's still going to have money the next day. Just how it goes. Mega Millions jackpot tops $1 billion for Tuesday's drawing. There you go. Trump could get a lottery ticket. Everyone could buy a lottery ticket for Trump. You'd have a lot of pull then, Trump. Like, you really would, dude. That's a smart idea. Think about it. Apple chip flaw leaks secret encryption keys. Whoa, who would have thought? That's why I said the only way is really to make data accessible to everybody and quit, like, leaving it locked in the back vault somewhere. Which is tough. That's kind of even in the world scope of things, how things gotta go. Everyone's gotta just be open. Yeah, it's tough, but the more we open up to one another, the more juice is gonna flow through the fruit. Here's why Apple is being vague with iOS 7.4.1 details. Yeah, I bet that comes out like next week. I clicked on it. Just to see, because I'm curious on that one. Where does it say the date when it comes out? Of course, it's not going to tell me because I clicked on it. No, it doesn't even say the date when that comes out. Must not know yet. All right, the rise and fall of Sam Bankman-Fried. An unrepentant ex-mogul. He's so funny. I just haven't seen no videos of him lately. He's like Bernie Madoff on steroids. I think he might be Bernie Madoff's like grandson or something. He's funny. It don't matter. If you can figure out a way to trick this stock market over here, more power to you, bro. Like, I'm like, this is the stupidest game I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe so many people are so tricked by it. I'm invested in it just to watch it collapse. That's it. Like, and to watch my bankroll go flying up so I can buy a house real fast and then be done with money for a long time. Or as done as I can be, living in a world controlled by money. But I've actually done pretty good. Actually, the other day someone was commenting and about how little I work. And I was like, I do Sabbath every week. Like, that's a job. Like, that's not a job. That's like a joy. But I'm saying, you still gotta get ready for it, you still gotta do what you gotta do for it, you still gotta make sure everything's going the way it needs to go for Sabbath, you know? So it's like, you can't get mad at me for having the blessing and expect me to be with the cursed, which I think is kind of how everyone looks at Israel. It's like, we don't want you to have any blessings, so we don't want to do anything to get the blessings, but we still want to have them, and if we're cursed, then we need you to be cursed with us. That's just how it all goes. Alright. As Republicans propose to raise the Social Security retirement age, here's how. I don't even know how they got away with making Social Security. That doesn't even make sense. Like, hey, we're going to retire at 40. Not that they say 40, but 63 or something. And we're going to have 40 more years to live off the kids that are only working for 40 years. And not even that, for 30 years. So we're going to live free for 40 years. Off of people that only work in 30 years. I mean, what mathematician? I mean, if these people are leading the world, these mathematicians are not very smart. So anyways, hopefully this goes well and is a blessing to you. Hopefully you had a little insight the way I think. Shalom. This is the Kingdom of Judah World News.